Life moves at a relentless pace, pulling us in countless directions simultaneously. Yet amid this chaos, Scott O'Neill offers a deceptively simple philosophy: be where your feet are. This mantra transformed the career of one of sports business's most successful executives and resonates with everyone from celebrities like Will Smith to parents struggling to connect with their children. The concept is universal because our collective attention has never been more fragmented. We're physically present in one place while our minds wander elsewhere, checking emails during family dinners, scrolling through social media during meetings, or mentally rehearsing tomorrow's presentation while our child tells us about their day. What if the key to both professional success and personal fulfillment isn't doing more, but being more present in whatever you're doing right now? This isn't just about productivity. It's about reclaiming the richness of our lives one moment at a time. Perspective forms the foundation for presence. Dave Scholler, a 76ers executive, gained his through a powerful childhood moment. While driving to pick up his alcoholic father from a rescue mission, he saw a mother with three children carrying their lives in a blue duffel bag, a sight that helped him see his own problems as manageable. That image became Dave's anchor. Today, he takes his daughters to his childhood trailer park and helps families at the same rescue mission, teaching gratitude through example. Hedge fund manager Don Jabro learned similar wisdom from an elderly woman's napkin note while he was on his phone during breakfast with his son. You should pay attention to your son instead of your phone. You only get this time once. The blue duffel bag reminds us that perspective isn't just about seeing others' hardships. It's about recognizing our precious moments happening right now, if we're present enough to notice them. Being where your feet are requires honest feedback from those who care enough to give it. When O'Neill brought work frustrations home, his wife Lisa's direct question, asking if he planned to ruin one-third of their evenings with his three losing teams, sparked change. This prompted him to leave work stress at the door. After being fired from his dream job, mentor Peter Guber advised against rushing to prove critics wrong, suggesting instead to get the life back in your eyes. Though initially resistant, O'Neill disconnected at a resort and later traveled to Europe with his family. This disconnection transformed him. Fully present, without emails or calls, O'Neill found himself singing Disney songs loudly, embarrassing his daughter. Between Paris and London, his "why not now" moment revealed he could maintain this presence permanently. Wake-up calls come to everyone. The key is accepting honest feedback from those who care enough to give it and acting on uncomfortable truths. Lower your screen, eliminate notifications, and be present. It makes life immeasurably better. In our efficiency-driven world of constant distraction, being present requires cultivating reflective strength. O'Neill, despite his high-energy personality, discovered meditation's value through his executive coach. Starting with simple breathing exercises, he gradually built his practice. Finding stillness has brought O'Neill clarity. His company now implements phone-free meetings and mindfulness retreats. During go-forward leadership offsites, they focus on developing minds, bodies, and souls. One powerful session saw 150 driven executives, typically sales bulldogs and late-night emailers, sitting in complete contemplative silence. This reflective strength proves crucial during life storms. After his friend's suicide, O'Neill developed Changing the Race, a three-step process. Choose to change your situation, run toward the storm rather than away from it, and find your center through supportive relationships. When facing grief, isolation becomes our kryptonite. Recovery isn't like flipping a switch. It's more like a dimmer slowly providing light. Through time and connection, we gradually return to presence. One snowy evening in Newark, O'Neill met Lovesac founder Sean Nelson, who shared his family's nightly values recitation and morning mantra during a Devils game. Nelson's family values guide them daily: clean thoughts, words, bodies, smart church, books, decisions, positive attitude, actions, influence, respectful family, elders, peers, loving children of God, and tough. Similarly, O'Neill's family posts their rules on a kitchen blackboard. Root for each other, respect and grace, do not be outworked. Each morning, Nelson affirms commitments to faith, family, fitness, and love of others. Setting daily intentions through mantras or a leadership constitution maintains focus and direction. O'Neill's brother, Michael, displays his leadership constitution. I declare that I am passionate, creative, positive, and influential. This emerged from work with an executive coach who helped O'Neill create his own using two prompts. I declare that I am, and you can count on me too. A constitution expresses core qualities, focuses on positives, reflects values, and requires accountability. These written guideposts, whether family values, morning mantras, or leadership constitutions, help us stay true to our priorities. Barbara Streisand's manager lived by a simple principle: sprint to work with passion, then sprint home with equal devotion. This embodied O'Neill's WMI, what's most important, balancing career with family. Following his parents, who attended his games despite busy careers, O'Neill prioritizes his daughter's important moments. As an NBA VP, he'd leave business dinners for goodnight calls with his children. WMI encompasses work, family, faith, health, and community. Faith provides O'Neill grounding in a chaotic world. Everyone needs a centering force, whether faith, meditation, running, or yoga, for peace and balance. Health significance crystallized when O'Neill's young colleague developed a brain tumor. Even during the 76ers' exciting first draft pick, her situation echoed his coach's wisdom, WMI, nothing matters without health. To implement WMI, identify three key priorities and keep them visible. Then list three actions to start supporting your WMI, three to stop for better focus, and three successful habits to maintain. This ensures your time aligns with what matters most. The purple water buffalo symbolized O'Neill's leadership philosophy at Madison Square Garden Sports. Inspired by the Battle at Kruger video, where water buffalo unite to save a calf from predators, he posed a simple question. Who do you want to be? The tourist? The lion? The crocodile? Or the water buffalo? The metaphor was clear. Tourists watch passively. Lions prey on the weak. Crocodiles attack the wounded, but water buffalo protect their own. O'Neill made it known that his organization would only employ water buffalo. This principle transcends the workplace. When Hugh became president of the New Jersey Devils, he and his ex-wife lived together for 7 years post-divorce to prioritize their children's needs. Healthcare workers demonstrated similar solidarity during COVID-19, as did young athletes through their community initiatives. Being where your feet are means showing up fully for others in need. The water buffalo exemplifies how our greatest strength comes from standing together and protecting what matters.